2024 and asks Christine, welcome back, Christine, to please call the roll.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Figueroa Cole.
Here.
Alder Verbier.
Here, and welcome back, Christine.
Thank you. Alder Curry.
Here.
Alder Madison.
Here.
Alder Evers.
Here.
Alder Rummel.
Present.
Mayor, you have quorum.
Thank you. I see no registrations for public comment. So are there any disclosures or recusals on today's agenda? Seeing none. Oh, Alder Curry.
I'm not sure if I need to disclose this, but I am the representative from the Common Council that sat on the local negotiated agreement, which is agenda item 3 on today's agenda.
Thank you, Alder Curry. Better safe than sorry on a disclosure. And then we'll move on to the consent agenda. I will note that the appropriate action for item 10 is to place on file. Are there any items that members of the body would like to have excluded from the consent agenda at this time? Alder Rum.
Thank you, Mayor. Hi, everyone. I would like to exclude number 3. And I kind of have a question on number 10. And I'll just say it now. This says there's in this a staff memo that should be attached to the file, but I didn't see that. And maybe it's a moot point since it's being placed on file, but I thought I would raise that.
Yeah, thank you, Alder. I think that's correct that since staff found another way forward, they didn't write that memo. But I'm sure staff would be happy to answer any questions offline if you have them.
Thank you.
All right, so item 3 will be separated. Are there any other requests for separation on today's agenda? Going once, going twice, not seeing any. All right, then with the note that the recommendation on item 10 is to place on file and that we will separate item 3. Can I have a motion, please? On the consent.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda. Is there any objection to recording a unanimous vote in favor of the consent agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll record that vote. And we'll move to item 3, which is Legistar 84328, approving the negotiated agreement related to, trying to scroll on one screen, to the Dane County landfill number 3 and the First Amendment to the Solid Waste Agreement with Dane County. Item 3, a motion, please.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt. Alder Rummel, questions?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. And I see that Attorney Vista and Lawton are here to maybe answer questions. I have a couple questions. I guess I just, because I think about PFAS serving on the Madison Metropolitan Sewage District, I'm wondering if through the process of the negotiations, testing for PFAS was part of the discussion. And if so, what's in that solid waste agreement that might address it? And secondly, I'm just curious, I'm sure we decided this a long time ago, but noticing that this was a former golf course, but the golf enterprise doesn't get funds unless people don't want to proceed after paying because of the bad smells. So I'm just wondering why the golf enterprise doesn't get more money out of this. And I guess those are my basic questions.
Attorneys?
Sure. Thank you. So,
Councilmember Rummel. So we've been obviously worked on this agreement for the past, I don't know, 8 months or so. Negotiations started in October, went through June. The end result is what you see is that final agreement. There were a lot of negotiations between the city, the county, the town of Cottage Grove, the village of McFarland that ended with that final result. As far as the PFAS testing issue, I guess there's a couple of ways that that pops up. One would be with the leachate coming from the facility. My understanding in staff discussions with the sewage district is that they will be requiring testing of the leachate moving forward at the new facility. I don't believe they're currently requiring it for the current facility, but once the new facility gets connected, assuming it gets licensed by the state and starts, the leachate starts draining to MMSD, that they will be requiring testing, including a PFAS. But at this point is not being required at the current facility. That was kind of a separate agreement. That's not really part of what the city's involved with. It's more of an MMSD issue. The other way PFAS comes up is obviously in the stuff that we would bring to the facility. At this point, part of this agreement, we did secure an amendment to the solid waste agreement with the county. So this resolution actually calls for two different agreements to be approved. One is the local negotiated agreement, and that would be the four-party agreement with the county, the town, and the village. The other one is an amendment to the solid waste agreement with just the county. And in that one, we've, based upon what engineering was looking for, we asked for some clarification about what they would be requiring from us as far as testing. Specifically, this relates to like dredging spoils, and that was an issue with the Olbrich project. And the county essentially wanting like a zero tolerance factor for those spoils when the test results were very low, according to engineering. So we saw some clarifying language on that respect. That agreement also contains other clauses that will at least have us having discussions with the county about what sort of levels of things we can bring to the site. Of course, you know, a landfill is a place to dispose of things. And as long as it's not like super highly concentrated, you know, this is where it's supposed to be disposed of. The other alternative for us is to pay a lot of money to send it out of state. Part of the problem in the state of Wisconsin is there's currently no standard set by the state in regards to the disposal of this stuff. So landfills across the state are very apprehensive about accepting PFAS waste knowingly. And they, of course, accept it every day in consumer waste, but they don't require testing of that. But when we come in with a truckload of dredging spoils, they do have certain standards. So we do think that the combined agreement, at least with that amendment, does give the city a good basis moving forward to work with the county on this issue. And then as far as the PFAS actually leaving the site, that should be covered by the leachate provisions that MMSD will separately be imposing upon the new facility if and when it does get licensed and starts accepting waste, likely in 2028. So I hope that answered those questions.
You really did answer those questions. Thank you, Doran. And my other question was just about the Gulf Enterprise. I'm not sure that you're the one. I see Charlie has shown up. Director Romines.
Yeah, I mean, again, we had a lot of discussions, and this included internal staff discussions with finance, with Eric Knapp and the golf team, with Charlie Streets. And the end result is that the city is going to be getting or $120,000 annual payment starting the year we begin accepting waste. And that payment is meant to address impacts on the golf course, impacts on municipal services, and just a general fee for the impact of having the landfill in the city. This compares with the town of Cottage Grove is getting a $50,000 payment and the village is getting a $20,000 payment. Those will be indexed every year. Of course, the council could take that payment and could authorize chunks of it to be appropriated to golf. That would be up to the council. Staff sort of felt that at this point, at least in this agreement, that is something that can be dealt with in a future date if that's what the council wants to do. I think Eric Knapp was comfortable proceeding that way. We did build in the direct provisions about essentially like a rainy day fund in case there's issues with smells and odors and safety that causes closures or causes people to ask for refunds. So that money, like if somebody is on the course, there's really bad smells and they ask for a refund, we would get direct reimbursement from the county and that would go directly back to the golf course. But as far as the impacts upon golf operations in general, that would have to be something that the council addresses with this annual payment we'll be getting from the county.
Thank you.
Other questions on item 3?
No.
Thank you, Elder. So then item 3 has been moved and seconded. Are there any additional questions or discussion? Seeing none, then on item 3, is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we'll record a unanimous vote in favor of item 3, and I believe that is the balance of our agenda. So a motion to adjourn would be in order.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor of adjournment? Seeing no objection, we stand adjourned. Thank you all. Have a good afternoon.